The best RN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says Iran wants to resume nuclear talks with the U.S.
They want to meet, but it's a little late to meet, but they want to meet. They want to come to the White House. They'll even come to the White House. So we'll see. I may do that.
He also says he's undecided about ordering a U.S. military strike against Tehran.
I have ideas as to what to do, but I haven't made a final. I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, because things change. I mean, especially with war, things change with war. It can go from one extreme to the other.
Mr. Trump has long railed against what he refers to as the, quote, stupid endless wars waged by his predecessors. That includes conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq. Iran's government is looking increasingly fragile. Emergency workers have pulled three more bodies from the rubble of a nine-story Kyiv apartment building hit by a Russian missile. That brings the death toll from that attack to 28. The Fed keeps its key rate unchanged. Here's George Williams.
It marks the fourth straight meeting where the Federal Open Market Committee has kept its interest rate between 4.25 and 4.5%. The Fed assesses the economy is expanding at what it calls a solid pace while still hedging against inflation, which it forecasts to trend upward, while also factoring in its expectation of an upward tick in the unemployment rate and a decrease in economic growth. The Fed's rate often influences consumer costs for mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and business loans.
More and more celebrities looking to attach their names to your phone, or rather wireless services to power it. Several big names venturing onto the market for mobile virtual network operators, or MVNOs, an industry term for businesses providing cell coverage by leasing infrastructure from bigger carriers. This is SRN News. Make no mistake about it, pornography is bad for you.
That sounds like a comically obvious statement, but it is essentially the conclusion of a new study detailed in the Journal of Addictive Behaviors this month. The report says long-term use of porn leads to depression, self-loathing, and other forms of emotional distress. The report provides an interesting addendum to previous ones, tracking the sharp increase in mental problems amongst American young people, most of whom are now introduced to pornography at an early age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 statewide anti-domestic and sexual violence coalitions suing the Trump administration. That over requirements in grant applications that they don't promote gender ideology or run diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Lawsuit claims the grant requirements would open the plaintiffs to federal investigations as well as enforcement actions. This is SRN News. A chicken pasta product is being recalled. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
A deadly food poisoning outbreak has been linked to Listeria bacteria in Heat and Eat Chicken Fettuccine Alfredo, sold at Kroger and Walmart. Food producer Fresh Realm is recalling varieties of Market Side and Home Chef products made before June 17th. Federal health officials say three people died and at least 17 people have been sickened in 13 states in the outbreak that began in July of last year. Officials say they have not identified the specific source of the contamination. I'm Jennifer King.
The Buss family has agreed to sell the controlling stake of the Los Angeles Lakers to TWG Global CEO Mark Walter, doing so with a franchise valuation of $10 billion, the most ever for a pro sports franchise. As part of the deal, Jeannie Buss will stay with the team as governor. More details at srnnews.com.